Next item on the agenda is item number 19, public hearing, adding efficiency to the requirement for coal rings and crab pots.
Okay, thank you. Last month, commission asked to have this advertised, and the notice is in your packet. And this all centers on the activities for blue crab last year. And in the case of the 2 3/8-inch coal ring, it was a mid-season decision. It was an emergency to start out with. And following that, we learned a lot of information and had lots of feedback. But what happened last year was that adding the two 2 3/8-inch coal rings was in addition to what was already required, the 2 3/16-inch coal ring and the 2 5/16-inch coal ring. What has transpired in the several months after that and through the CMAQ meeting is to have this request today that you only need to deploy the 2 2 3/8-inch coal rings in your pot. Of course, it would be a fisherman's option if he has pots that he wishes to keep as 2 3/16 or 2 5/16, as well as the mandated 2 2 3/8-inch coal rings that this amendment to the regulation is calling for, that's fine. The only thing to point out other than that is crab pots in the seaside area shall continue to be required to be equipped with at least one unobstructive 2 3/16-inch coal ring and one unobstructed 2 5/16-inch coal ring. And this time, the regulatory changes are on page 2. I knew it was somewhere. And you can see there that would provide the amendment to allow just for the 2 2 3/8-inch coal rings.
Question.
And staff recommends adoption of that amendment to make the regulation permanent.
Good enough. Any questions from Mr. Fox?
Now, my reading of the...
Rob, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
My reading of the documents before the meeting was if you have the pot with four coal rings in it, like we had last summer, you can continue to fish that.
Absolutely.
That's legal, even though none of those rings are as large as 2 3/8. Is that right?
Well, two have to be...
Well, they were.
Two have to be 2 3/8 inches,
okay,
regardless in all areas except the seaside. Optional if a fisherman wishes to keep the 2 5/16 and the 2 3/16.
Further questions? This is a public hearing. Who'd like to be heard on this matter? Doug Jenkins, come forward, sir. Good afternoon.
Doug Jenkins, representing Twin River Watermen Association. As I had mentioned before, last year, Crab Advisory Committee meetings, the 2 3/8 coal ring in the upper part of the bay in the tributaries lets legal 5-inch male crabs escape. And we've done some tests on pots before the law went into effect last July. where that in some areas it cut the catch by 25%. I know they have on the seaside, if I'm correct on this, Jack, they don't, that's not a requirement, right? So I know it would be hard for law enforcement to enforce it unless it was some designated areas for those spots. And I just think it's with the reduction that we got in our area to have additional 25% on the pot reduction. And I was hoping in some way or another that we could, y'all would consider that. It was a mid-season thing last year, and we haven't started in this season this year. Uh, not even going to mention economical times because I don't guess anybody's aware of that now, except for the warden. Many other students lost their jobs. But anyway, that additional reduction in the catch, watermen in those areas really don't catch a whole lot of crabs. It's not like down here in the mainstream of the bay when they go down and catch 25 bushels. You can look at the statistics, you know, 5 or 6 bushel catch in those areas is a high catch. And you take 25% of that, you know, it makes it that much less. And they can sell those crabs at a good, the male crab, at a good price. And I just hope something y'all couldn't do much in the crab advisory committee. I don't know whether I'm going to do anything with y'all or not, but I'm certainly going to bring it up, and I'd like for it to go on record.
Thank you, sir. It's on record. Mr. Riley, do you have a comment?
Well, a couple things. There was a coal ring study in 2008, and both the MRC and VIMS had different sites. Not as comprehensive and did not take place in the northern neck area, eastern shore mostly, lower bay. So that's one item that there needs to be improvement to get some study results. The disaster relief package, which we're waiting for some indication on the funding of the various elements, one of the proposals there is for a more comprehensive coal ring study. And that information was provided to the CMAQ, and I think that's the reason that they didn't go any further on making any geographical distinctions at this time.
Right.
The third item is that even the smaller coal rings from the studies that go back to 1987, 2 3/16 inch at that time was judged to allow about 6% escapement of mature females, and I think the 2 5/16 was close to 17%. So, and then we've had a 34% reduction in females. So it becomes a little difficult on where you place the emphasis. I understand the economic implications, but, you know, right now I think it'd be tough without some better study results to say definitively how geographically these coal rings should be deployed.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Any further comments from the public? The matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The point of this action was to try to clean up the existing regulation. Last year's regulation was developed on an emergency basis, and certainly the two smaller coal rings would be superfluous in areas where the two larger coal rings are required. And the idea was to get this done before the season so people would have advance notice as they do their gear work for the coming season and wouldn't be putting four rings in a pot if they only needed two. So that was the purpose behind it. I mean, I think generally, coal rings at this point were an important part of a successful regulatory package last year that hit the target. So it wouldn't be appropriate to back away from that right now. And as Rob pointed out, we do have a broader study planned for this year. And if that data comes in and indicates that sort of corroborates what Doug has suggested, then perhaps some fine-tuning would be in order on a geographic basis. But right now we don't have the data to do that. I think it's in the fisheries interest to clean up this regulation so that 2 2 3/8 are required where they're currently required now.
Is that a motion?
I'd offer that as a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Discussion. Mr. Bowden.
Well, as you all are aware, I was against the original crab regulations, and I'm still against this, and I'll tell you why. We more than met our target last year. Merlin didn't come close, but they're taking in account the same people overreported females. We don't know. But we more than made our target on a half year. We didn't have the regulations in place for the whole year. We had only had them for half the season. So, any savings upriver is going to be in male crabs. Very low percentage of female crabs upriver. So, I think Doug is right on. And how do we divide it up? I make a line, a division line. I don't know. I know people who catch males home like it because our crabs are shorter, pointed crabs and bigger bodies. And so I'm not going to support the motion.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
One no. Thank you, Mr. Bowden. And thank you for your work on the CREB committee, Mr. Robbins. Appreciate it.